Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
How do you pick the best turkey hunting shotgun for you? Let's go. Hey, welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel, helping new hunters get started and bringing new insights to all hunters. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we are talking about how you can find the best or the right turkey hunting shotgun for you. Not for me, not for other people that you know, not for people on TV, not for people making hunting videos on YouTube, not for your uncle, not for your dad, not for your cousin, not for your best friend, for you. What is the right turkey hunting shotgun for you? And the right one for you may not be the right one for any of those other people. That is the beauty of it. And there is no one-size-fits-all or one-size-fits-most option. It's all about what is best for you. And this is about turkey hunting today. This is not about wing shooting. It's not about duck hunting. It's not about pheasant hunting. All those things are great. I enjoy them. Like to do them. Do them a lot. Probably do them more than turkey hunting. But they're not the same qualities that make a good turkey hunting shotgun. Now, yes, you can use one shotgun for everything. I did a 5-year research experiment to prove it, where I hunted nothing other than what I could hunt with one shotgun. And I successfully hunted turkeys, ducks, pheasants, crows, doves, and many other things with one shotgun so that I could prove it can be done. And it can be done well. All right. I'm not here to say you need to have 5 or 6 different shotguns, but we're here to talk about what makes the ideal, the right, or the best turkey hunting shotgun for you. If you're looking for a one-size-fits-all, one shotgun to do everything, listen to this. It will be helpful for you, but that's a bigger question. That's the topic of an episode for another day, although this one will help lay some context and some groundwork for you. You see, turkey hunting shotguns are a little different than a duck hunting or a wing shooting shotgun or even a deer hunting shotgun or all the other things you might use a shotgun for. The way turkeys are hunted today is different. What turkey hunters want and need are different. Things that are crucial for other shotgun pursuits are not as big of a deal when it comes to turkey hunting. And there's things in turkey hunting that are exclusive to turkey hunting, matter tremendously to the turkey hunter, and essentially don't exist in any meaningful capacity for other pursuits. So when you're trying to find the right turkey hunting shotgun for you, you need to take into account the things that are turkey hunting specific, and then the things that are you hunting specific. All right, so we're going to talk through this approach and what matters here. First of all, let's talk about some of the generalities. All right, turkey hunting is different from all other pursuits because you're hunting usually from the ground in some kind of a contorted sitting position. Maybe it's comfortable, maybe it's a natural position. So much of the time, it ends up being a uncomfortable or unnatural or some blended kind of position when you actually pull that trigger. So you need a gun that works well under these circumstances, that functions well when there's some degree of unpredictability, that functions well when you're stuck in the woods, when you don't know how you're going to be shooting. And so typically, turkey hunting shotguns, or rather turkey hunters, prefer shotguns that have a little bit of a shorter barrel. Reason being, you're in the woods, there's often trees, there's brush, there's saplings, there's weeds and stuff. You may be hunting out of a blind, and you just have a finite space in that blind. In either scenario, a shorter barrel shotgun is a little bit more maneuverable. A couple years back, I was hunting out of a ground blind. It was the largest ground blind that I could find. It was a huge ground blind. And my 28-inch barrel shotgun with my extended choke tube literally had to press up against the mesh for me to be able to shoot it. I had to be poking out of the mesh from as far back as I could get in the blind in my chair to be able to shoot it. And I was like, oh, man. Another 2 or 3 inches here would really make a difference. And when it comes to turkey hunting shotguns, a few less inches does make a significant difference. So turkey hunting barrels are typically 24 inches, 22 inches, somewhere in that zone. There are folks out there making 18-inch turkey barrels. So you need to think about, okay, what is best for the way that you hunt, and I will get to that momentarily. But generally speaking, turkey hunting shotguns are going to have a shorter barrel. The camo scheme on a turkey hunting shotgun is different or matters more than most other things. Now, I am not an advocate for mandatory camo on a shotgun. I don't think it makes that much of a difference. I think it makes a small difference. I don't think the difference is worth the additional cost to get the camo on there. But most turkey hunting shotguns come with the camo, along with a series of other features that are ideal for turkey hunters. If it comes in a package, then great. But I wouldn't spend more money just for the camo. But you don't want a shiny chrome exterior barrel or a shiny stainless steel barrel. You really want a black barrel or a camo barrel. That's really, it will make a difference versus a shiny barrel. That's just totally unnatural. Now, if you have a black barrel or a camo barrel, that's pretty much all you need. Flat black is just fine. So camo matters more for turkey hunting because you're not in a blind. If you're in a blind, it doesn't matter that much unless you're sticking the barrel out of the blind. And if you have this shiny chrome barrel sticking out of the blind, that will matter. So usually you think a little bit more about the color or the camo or the concealment level of the gun. A lot of turkey hunters like a pistol grip shotgun approach. They like that grip to shoot from a seated position. I'm not one of them. I prefer the more traditional shotgun grip. Pistol grip is fine. A lot of people like that. A lot of people don't. But that's another component, another thing to keep in mind. Turkey hunters, more than maybe any other pursuit, like optics. They like to have a red dot or a scope. Maybe there's magnification, maybe there's not, crosshairs. Because they're shooting at a small target, usually with a relatively tight pattern, and they want something to help them dial that in and make sure that that dot or that crosshair is right where the core of their pattern is going to be. Now, A good shotgunner doesn't need that. That's superfluous. In fact, it may be a negative, maybe a hindrance to a good shotgunner. But that's only when you're talking about hunting from a standing position. A good shotgunner achieves good gun fit and can put that pattern, even a small one, exactly where their eye points it to. But when you're sitting on the ground in a contorted position, you very often don't have good alignment with your eye, with your shoulder. You don't have a proper mount so much of the time. Sometimes you're set up facing one way and the turkey comes in from another direction, and you got to twist and you've got to contort to try to get that lined up and get a shot before your arms wear out and you drop the gun. These kinds of things happen. And so a lot of the time, even professional, seasoned, experienced shotgunners miss shots on turkeys from a seated position. Just because it's a seated position and they're not able to mount the gun properly with the angles and situation that they find themselves in.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So for years, I was an advocate of no optics, of just learning to become a good, effective shotgun shooter, and leaning on that for hunting everything from turkeys to pheasants to ducks. But then I learned better. Then I came to realize how much body position impacts your aim, your point of impact, where the pattern goes. And you can be holding the shotgun and it look like that dot at the end of the barrel is exactly where you want it to be. Like you're going to take that turkey's head right where you want it to be, and then you miss by a foot to the left. And you can't understand why, and you're scratching your head, and you're like, I guess the gun's broken, I guess the barrel's bent, I guess the choke tube is messed up, I guess the ammo was bad, I guess the, and the reality is, nope, all those things were fine. What you didn't realize is because your shoulder was forward 30 degrees more than it normally is, it threw off your sight alignment, threw off your sight picture, and it looked like it was lined up to you, but that's because your body wasn't lined up and it actually went somewhere else. And so this happens all the time. Maybe the single biggest reason why people miss turkeys. And so you can get a red dot or low power or no power scope or some kind of an optic that creates a fixed rifle type sight. And that dot is on the turkey regardless of what your body position is. That's where the shot's going to go. That can be a tremendous benefit. All right. So that's something that turkey hunters are looking for. And so they want shotguns that can easily accommodate things like that. Turkey hunters, they often want other features that are unique to turkey hunting. And so, of course, you want to have a turkey choke tube. You want to have the ability to attach an aftermarket choke tube. Got to have removable chokes on a turkey gun these days. But little things, and they may not even necessarily know about all of them. So, for example, I use a Mossberg 940 Pro Turkey. And Mossberg makes their 940 Pro for several different versions. They make a waterfowl, a field competition, self-defense version. I have the waterfowl version also. And there's a story behind that, and I've told it before, and I may tell it a little bit later in this episode. But the waterfowl version of the shotgun has an oversized slide release. And that really helps when you are throwing shells in that gun and you shoot them all and you need to throw more in and you got to close the slide because you got birds in the air. It's an asset. But when hunting turkeys, walking through the woods, carrying your gun by your side or in any number of positions or leaning against trees, people were hitting that slide release when the gun was already loaded, which effectively just jammed a shell out of the magazine tube into the mechanism while the gun was already loaded, which made a bunch of noise, and it's not too hard to fix that. It's pretty simple, but then that makes a little bit more noise, and that's really bad for turkey hunting. And typically for turkey hunting, once you load the gun, you don't ever need to reload. It's very rare that you are firing all three shots and then need to quickly reload. Almost never happens. That turkey is dead or gone by the time the third shot is fired. And so to reload the gun is just means nothing at that point. But waterfowl hunting, you have to do it all the time. So what they did was they removed the oversized slide release and they put a very small slide release that was much less likely to get pushed accidentally while you're doing other stuff in the turkey woods that you wouldn't be doing while hunting waterfowl. So just a slight feature adjustment made that gun better suited for turkey hunting. And typically when you buy a turkey shotgun, those kinds of things have been thought out and put into practice, whether they're marketed or not, whether you even know about them or not. So the other things people look for in a turkey shotgun is the ability to fire a variety of shell lengths. So for a 12 gauge, people want to be able to shoot 3 and 3.5 inch shells. They want to have the option to be able to put bigger shells downrange. I'll talk a little bit more about that later, but that is something that turkey hunters tend to want in their shotguns. Some turkey hunters want ported barrels because that reduces the recoil some. But you know, you're not firing a lot. This is not like wing shooting or trap shooting or sporting clays, where you're going to be putting a lot of shells down range, and that little recoil adjustment doesn't make that much of a difference. But sometimes that's something that turkey hunters are interested in. All right. And there are more factors, but those are some of the biggest ones. Now, when it comes to you as an individual, as somebody that's going to go out and hunt some turkeys, all right, you need to think about what matters the most for you. What is the right combination of stuff for you? What is most important for you to be able to hunt those turkeys? One of the most important things is to be able to hear those turkeys. If you can't hear them, it's a lot more difficult to hunt them. All right, so you want to think about ear protection, which takes me to the sponsor of this episode, Tetra Hearing. Guys, I have been using my Tetras now for a number of seasons. The ones I'm using, I bought with my own money and absolutely could not be more happy with these things. For the turkey hunter, hearing is maybe the single most important thing that you can do. And oftentimes, turkey hunters are using the loudest shells possible with ported choke tubes, possibly ported barrels, which is putting the absolute highest volume conceivable into the ears of the hunter. So having hearing protection while you're not taking a lot of shots matters. But while the Tetras do give you perfect hearing protection, every time you pull the trigger, they become instant hearing protection. What they do that's more important than that is they augment your hearing. Say you have a little bit of hearing loss. Well, you take a hearing test before you order them, and then they set them to compensate for your hearing loss so you can hear better just by virtue of putting them on. But then they also are calibrated to amplify the sounds that turkeys make. All right, so when that turkey gobbles 500 yards away, you can hear it louder and more clearly, and maybe just at all, with the tetras, where you would not have been able to hear it or make it out with the naked ear. When they cluck, when they fly down, when they're brushing their wings, when they're strutting and drumming, Tetra has patented audio algorithms that they have trained the processor in order to recognize these sound patterns, amplify them, and then also filter out sounds that you don't want to hear, like the wind and other animals that you're not hunting. So the Tetras, you set them to turkey mode, and they're able to amplify your hearing, but also amplify the sounds that the turkeys make so that you can hear them more clearly and from further off, and they provide perfect hearing protection. Guys, head to my website, newhuntersguide.com. You can go to the About menu, and right there is the link to Tetra's website along with a 10% discount code. You can also go to the show notes of this episode. You can also go up to my reviews, and I've done written reviews on the website and video reviews on my podcast or on YouTube for the Alpha Shield and the Custom Shield, even before Tetra became a sponsor, of just how impressed and amazed I have been with their product. All right, outstanding stuff. They have a product that's almost exclusively for turkey hunters that is called the Amp Pod, which amplifies the sound of turkeys, which amplifies and boosts your hearing potential, costs a little bit less, doesn't provide the same degree of hearing protection, but it gives you some benefit while in compensating for, you know, lost hearing and all of those things at a lower price point. But lots of stuff. Check them out. Tetra Hearing, as far as I'm concerned, the absolute greatest technological achievement in the field of hunting that I have ever seen in my lifetime. Amazing stuff. All right, so back to what works well for you. Now, one of the first questions people ask is, okay, what gauge shotgun should I get for turkey hunting? They know that, sub gauges are all the rage. So, like, well, I should probably get a 20 gauge or a 28 gauge. Well, here's the thing. What are your goals? What are your objectives? What's your physical makeup? And how do you like to hunt? A lot of people are pushing for 20 gauges these days, and that's just fine. But not all of those people benefit the most by having a 20 gauge. So what is it that you're after? You want to kill a turkey. Great. Pretty much any shotgun with the right ammo can do that these days. What ammo are you going to be using? Well, I like to use lead ammo. All right, what kind of lead ammo? Well, the cheap stuff. Well, then you don't want a 20 gauge. Because a 20 gauge is a handicap if you're using cheap lead turkey ammo. You don't want it. Now, if you're going to be using Winchester Longbeard, 20 gauge is sufficient. If you're going to be using TSS, well, the 20 gauge then is just as good as the 12 gauge. 12 gauge has really no benefit over the 20 when it comes to TSS ammunition. 28 gauge, almost as good as the 20 gauge. Not as good, but almost as good. 410 is not a serious turkey hunting shotgun as far as I'm concerned. Yes, people use them. Yes, people can be effective and are being effective with them. Yes, with TSS ammo, they can absolutely do the job, and they can do it better than lead ammo and a 12 gauge probably can most of the time. However, the 410 has numerous other complications. You can't use it for pretty much anything else effectively. Your range is limited versus a 20 gauge or a 12 gauge. You're just not able to punch out as far. You've got fewer pellets that are going out. Often they're using number 10 or number 11 TSS in the 410 to try to get more pellets. But guys, even though it's TSS, number 11 only has enough power to punch out so far. So you're getting less range. It's just not an ideal tool. There are times when it is the right tool for some people. Absolutely. Children, young people. But let me just talk a little bit more about some other things and we'll get back to that. So what gauge are you after? Okay, well, you want to kill turkey. You pick your ammo. What else matters for you and your hunting style? Okay, is recoil a big issue? For a lot of people, more maybe than ever before, or at least maybe more people are just willing to admit it, you know, recoil is a significant issue. So they go for the 20 gauge to get less recoil, or they go for the 28 gauge. Well, guys, here's the thing about recoil. Recoil is, felt recoil anyway, is a factor of what is going out the barrel. All right, the forces that are exiting the gun, which is a complex formula primarily based upon the weight of the projectile and the weight and burning of the powder versus the weight of the gun. So the lighter the gun, the heavier the felt recoil into the shooter is. And I did an entire YouTube video on this subject. Do semi-automatic shotguns have less recoil? And go and check that out. It's a fascinating study. A lot of interesting components to that. But the bottom line is that a lighter gun with the same shell is going to hurt the shooter's shoulder more. So a 20 gauge that's loaded just as powerful as a 12 gauge will have worse recoil. A 20 gauge that's loaded a little lighter than a 12 gauge will have about the same perceived recoil. But have less recoil in a 20 gauge, you have to load it significantly less than the 12 gauge load. And so a sub gauge is really not that big of a benefit when it comes to recoil. I have fired 410s that hit and hurt more than my 12 gauge. Well, why is that? Well, because you're using magnum turkey loads that put as much power and as much shot as you can possibly fit into a 410. And that little shotgun weighs like 3 or 4 pounds. And it's brutal on the shoulder. Now, when it comes to turkey hunting, you're usually only taking one shot. So recoil is not that big of a deal. But if you're recoil sensitive and recoil is a major factor to why you're going to buy a certain shotgun, then it does matter for you. And it is a significant thing for you. If you can't shoot heavy recoiling loads, then it matters a lot for you. So people try to get a smaller shotgun to get less recoil, and often that is not what's happening. If you're using the light target loads in a 12 gauge or a 28 gauge, well, then you're going to have significantly less recoil, but not as much less maybe as you might think, because the guns keep getting lighter. So if your recoil is a major issue for you, I would suggest considering a 12 gauge shotgun with light turkey loads. So a number of companies make 2 3/4 inch TSS turkey loads. Herders makes a good one. I do believe Apex makes one. There's several companies out there that make one. And there's a lot of custom ammo companies that can custom load you shells to whatever specs you want. So you could get a 12 gauge 2 3/4 inch shell with 1 ounce of TSS traveling at 1200 feet per second, and it have the exact same or less recoil than a double A trap target load or sporting clays load. If you think about it, most of those are like 1 1/8 ounce traveling at 1200 feet per second. Well, you could get 1 ounce traveling at 1,200 feet per second. Still 390-some pellets in that shell, more than there would be, if number nine, then you could possibly, probably twice as many pellets as you might get of number five lead, even if you have 1¾ ounces or 2 ounces. So there are absolutely options there. You know, you could load it down, get, a point eighth of an ounce or 7/8 or, 7/16 of an ounce of number 10 TSS, similar loads to what you might have in a 28 gauge or even a 410 at 1200 feet per second, 1150 feet per second. Put that in a 12 gauge, but it's the full weight of a 12 gauge, and they'll be like just little puffs on your shoulder. You could literally shoot hundreds of those in a day and not even know it. And so you can get custom ammo made up for you. And there are places that sell ammo like this. And so in my opinion, that's a better way to go if recoil is a huge factor for you. Get a 12 gauge and load it down to target load levels. And you're not firing a lot of shots, so getting a box of custom ammo made up is not that expensive. You don't have to get a box made up all the time. You could get a box of 10 or a box of 20 made up one time, might last you 5 or 10 years. Sight it in and then just use it. So I think that is a better answer to the recoil problem than going just for sub gauges, because of all the reasons that I just mentioned. Because if you fire the same shell in a 410, it's going to hurt. But in a 12 gauge, you'll probably barely feel it. Also, if recoil's an issue for you, semi-automatic shotgun, autoloader is the way to go. They significantly reduce felt recoil on the shooter for numerous reasons, of which is in that YouTube video I told you about that I will try to link in the show notes of this episode on the website, newhuntersguide.com. So you've got that component, recoil. Does it matter? Yes. What's another one? Well, gun weight. How are you hunting? Are you hunting in a hunting blind? Are you going to sit in a blind all day? Turkey comes by, you lift up your gun and shoot it. Well, then it doesn't matter how heavy the gun is. Could be a 15-pound turkey hunting shotgun. Doesn't matter. You're not carrying it around all day. You're going to lift it for a few seconds before you take the shot. You can make it work. If you're running and gunning all day and you're covering a lot of ground and you're moving, well, gun weight may be a significant factor for you. And so, a 10-pound shotgun just might be too much, might wear you out, just might be uncomfortable. Your arms might be too tired by the time you find a turkey in order to use it effectively. So, maybe a 10-gauge is not a good option. 12-gauge, 7.5-pound shotgun might feel like too much. So you want to just keep going down until you get a gun weight that you feel good about. And so that is a better reason to go to a sub-gauge than recoil. If you need a lighter gun, maybe you get a 20-gauge that's 5.5 pounds, something like that. That may be a good option for some people. Then you can load it up with the heaviest TSS loads that you can fit in a 20-gauge and have just as much potency as a heavy 12-gauge load. I've seen 20-gauge loads at 1,150 feet per second with 2 ounces of TSS number 9. That's about as deadly as a shell as you could ever hope to want to use. That's unbelievably crushing. And yeah, it produces more recoil in a 20 gauge. But if you don't care about recoil because you're only shooting 1 or 2 shells a year, it doesn't matter. If gun weight, because you are carrying it around every moment of every day, matters, then a 20 gauge might be a good option for you. Also depends some on, what's your body size. If you're 5'2", a heavier shotgun is going to weigh more on you because relative to your body size, it's going to have more weight. Whereas if you're 5'11", a big 12 gauge, you might not even feel it on your shoulder. So a lot of that depends on your physical composition as well as your hunting style. So that may impact what you want to look at. And maybe you want an ultralight shotgun. So you go to a 28 gauge loaded with as much TSS as you can possibly pack in it. That's fine. If weight matters more than anything else, sub gauges are the best answer to solve that. Just don't think for a moment that you're going to get lower weight with less recoil. That's not how the math works. If you want less recoil, you need less potency. And you need a lot less potency as you remove weight, because the lighter the gun, the more potency you've got to remove just to have the same level of recoil as the bigger, more powerful gun. All right. So those are major factors for determining gauge. How are you hunting? If you're hunting in a lot of thick timber, shorter barrel is probably good for you. There's a lot of controversy about the 18-inch barrel versus, say, a 24-inch barrel in terms of potency. How much velocity do you lose in that shorter barrel? The answer is, it's complicated. I've not found a definitive source that I think is reliable and applicable to all scenarios. And it's not as simple as you might think, because different powders have different burn rates. Different burn rates require maybe different barrel lengths to reach their optimum pressure and velocity. And so perhaps some powders in an 18-inch barrel can reach all or most of their potential, whereas other powders really need more like 24, 22, 26 inches to reach their full potential and capability. So you could test it. I could test it with one shell, but everybody's not going to use that one shell, and a different shell could be different for those reasons. And so it is not as simple as an equation as I think people want it to be. The best blanket answer that I could give is this. If you're going to use a shorter barrel, then use shells that have a little bit more velocity. Turkey shells today are typically somewhere between 1050 and 1250 feet per second. That's about the range, 1050 to 1250. Every now and then one's a little lower or a little higher. But 1050 to 1250, probably 1150 is the average. Well, if you're going to use an 18-inch gun barrel, I probably wouldn't use the 1050 shells. I'd probably aim more for 1150 or 1200, because you know you're going to lose probably, most likely, some velocity in that shorter barrel. So if you're using a little bit more velocity in the shells, they're going to come out slower, but they'll come out more like what the 1050 or the 1100 would come out of a slightly longer barrel. Are you following me? So you're able to mitigate that slight potential loss a little bit. Whereas if you're shooting shells that have 1,000 feet per second out of an 18-inch barrel and they're coming out at 920, well, that may be lower than you want them to be for the ranges that you're hunting. You really want to try to keep that velocity, you know, more in the 1050 to 1150 range, I think, to get the full distance with limited pellet drop. So that is a factor to keep in mind. Do you lose pattern with a shorter barrel? Maybe. Sometimes. Sometimes, no. Honestly, it just seems to depend more on the barrel and the choke and the ammo combination than it really does the length of the barrel. So, you know, if you picked an 18 versus a 24, there's no guarantee which one will throw the tighter pattern. So it's not a significant issue. Could it perform a little lower? It could. It could also perform better. there just seems to be so many other variables that make up for and factor in to that part of the equation. And so if you're hunting in thick stem count, high stem count, thick timber, and you may want that shorter, you may want the barrel short as you can get it. Now, if you're hunting big plains and big fields and long distances, well, a longer barrel might serve you a little better. A 24, 26, 28-inch barrel, if the majority of your hunting is done sitting in bushes at the edge of a field and you're taking 50, 55-yard pokes across that field at turkeys, the longer barrel may give you a little more velocity, a little more power, a little less drop. Is it going to be enough more to notice? Is it going to be enough more to matter? Hard to say. Hard to say if it's going to make a significant noticeable difference. It will make a difference. If cost is the same, you might as well get the gun that's best tailored for the way you hunt. I know people that have 3, 4, 5 turkey hunting shotguns. They've got their running and gunning shotgun. They've got their blind shotgun. They've got their big field shotgun. They've got their wood shotgun. And they're all set up a little differently with slightly different features that better attune the gun to those scenarios. That's more intense than I've ever gotten or ever planned to go. But they love their turkey hunting and they hunt multiple states through several months. I don't even know how they could have other jobs, but that's what they love to do. That's their passion and they get that deep into it. Today we're talking about a turkey hunting shotgun for however you hunt most regularly. I tend to recommend people go with about a 24-inch barrel right in the middle of the various lengths. I think that's just the most flexibility. So you've got all that to think about. Now, when it comes down to like camo patterns, doesn't matter. It's either black or it's camo. Either one is fine. Comes down to triggers. You know what? It really doesn't matter. Any turkey hunting shotgun today is going to have a decent trigger. If you can dry fire it before you buy it, that's a plus, but ultimately, it doesn't make that much of a difference. You're not hunting, you know, with a rifle shooting at elk at 600 yards, which you probably shouldn't do anyway. But this is not competition long-range rifle shooting. Most turkeys are shot within 30 yards. And so any decent trigger is going to be just fine. All right, so how do you put all of this information together? Well, I can't tell you how you'll put it all together, but I'll tell you how I put it all together. So after a few years of turkey hunting, I came to the conclusion that I needed a turkey shotgun. I needed one that had a shorter barrel. I wanted one that had a camo pattern, though I didn't really need it. I wasn't willing to pay more for it, but I did want it. I wanted one that was optic ready. Something that I could put a red dot or low power scope on easily, because I eventually learned how important that was from sitting on the ground, which is a significant part of how I hunt turkeys. I wanted a shotgun that I was also very familiar with and didn't have to learn from scratch. And I could just put down another one and pick this one up, and it was familiar to me. The controls were familiar. And if even the parts were interchangeable, that would be better still. And those are some of the main reasons I went with the Mossberg 940 Pro Turkey. Because I had a 940 Pro Waterfowl, and I really liked it. Now, I got that gun because I had been using a Mossberg 930, and the guns are very similar. The controls are very similar. The disassembly is very similar. The interiors are very similar. The 940 Waterfowl and the 940 Turkey have identical internal components. So if I break something on one, I can literally take the parts out of the other and stick them in, or I could literally just pick up the other shotgun and go use it. It wouldn't be perfectly set up for what I was doing, but I wouldn't have to rebuild the muscle memory. I wouldn't have to train with another gun. Wouldn't have to get used to the controls and how it worked. I just knew it well. And so when I had the 940 Pro waterfowl, I realized, hey, I really like this gun. It's a good fit for me. It does everything I want it to do. I started getting googly eyes for the turkey version. And I thought that makes the most sense for me to get that turkey model of this shotgun because I'm so familiar with it, because it fits me so well, because I know the controls and all of that. And that shotgun came with a cutout that you could remove and you could drop a recessed micro red dot into. I think, what am I using? The Holosun 507K, which is a red dot often used for pistols. And it actually recesses, it sits down into the receiver on that shotgun. And it just affixes with, you know, two screws. And it's super easy, very sturdy. And I was like, this is an ingenious design. And so, you know, that really was a big point on that particular shotgun for me. And because I already had a 940. Does that make the 940 Pro Turkey the best shotgun for everybody? Certainly not. Certainly not. But for me, it was a clear best choice. It also fires 3-inch shells, and I like to use 3-inch shells for my turkey hunting. People say, well, George, what about 3.5-inch shells? Ho, ho, you just opened a can of worms that we don't have time for on this episode. In fact, I did an entire YouTube video, why you should not hunt with 3.5-inch shells. And then I did a follow-up video on why you should not hunt turkeys with 3.5-inch shells. You should head to YouTube and watch those two videos if you haven't already. The bottom line is this. 3.5-inch shotgun shells for turkey is, one, a complete waste of money. Two, it is utter overkill in the area of recoil. And three, it is just completely unnecessary in from a performance standpoint. You cannot kill a turkey any deader than you can with 2 ounces of number 9 TSS at pretty much any distance that's ethical to shoot at. It's just not going to happen. To add even more TSS, there's no reason. You're just spending significantly more. And I pulled together data on pellets. I pulled together data on recoil. I pulled together data on cost. And you're just spending more for everything. You are hurting yourself more. And you are really not having any more effectiveness in the woods. I have 12-gauge 3-inch shells that have 2.5 ounces of TSS. All right, 2.5 ounces. There are 3.5-inch shells that don't have 2.5 ounces. Okay, it's almost, when it is comical that there are 3-inch shells that have more power and more potency than 3.5-inch shells. You're like, well, George, isn't the recoil on those crazy? Yes, yes, it is. It's too much recoil. I actually don't hunt with those shells. I only use them to make videos. But 3.5-inch is just no reason for it. Not anymore. In fact, there is a growing movement of people that advocate for using target loads to hunt turkeys and only shooting at them if they're within 30 yards. And at 20 yards, you know, a trap load, a number 7.5 shot, kills a turkey as dead as TSS does. All TSS gives you is more range. And so, you know, with a 3-inch shell, 2 ounces of TSS, number 9s, you can easily poke out to 60 yards. No doubt, no problem about it. But your pattern at very close range is like a softball, and it can be very hard to miss. And so when you gear yourself for those ultra-range shots, you are handicapping yourself for the close-range shots. So there's a give and take. It's not all about how tight of a pattern you can get at the furthest possible range, because most turkeys are shot at close range. And so, yeah, if you can get 700 pellets in a 10-inch circle at 50 yards, that's an impressive number. Sounds real good. But that won't kill a turkey any better, any deader than 100 pellets will. The 700 won't kill them any deader than 100 will. And you will have no margin of error at 20 yards where most shots are taken. So you're better off using a modified choke tube at 20 yards with the cheapest ammo you can get than, you know, choking down for the tightest laser-like pattern you can possibly throw out there. But that said, people want long range capability. I want some long range capability, even in my hunting setup. Even knowing all this, I want to be able to shoot out with all confidence to 50 yards. And so maybe even further. But I want to be able to use TSS shells. And but 3.5 inch, there's nothing gained by it. There's just really not. Now, if the shotgun that you end up wanting has capability for 3.5 inch shells, great. Just because the gun can use it, that's not a negative. But I would not buy a gun chambered for 3.5 inch shells and just 3.5 inch shells. And there's a number of them out there. They're dedicated turkey hunting shotguns, and they shoot only 3.5 inch shells. And I would never, ever buy one. Maybe you would, and that's okay. But if you want my advice, and I think you came here for it, I would just leave the 3.5 inch shells and the 3.5 inch shotguns on the shelf. They are completely unnecessary. I know of a guy. He was one of my semi-mentors coming up. He's probably in his mid-80s now. He did a lot of turkey hunting in the 1970s and 80s, before we had good ammo and great chokes and Winchester Longbeard XR, before TSS was ever heard of. And he was big into using a 32-inch double-barreled 10-gauge shotgun to get the absolute most possible power and pellets downrange humanly possible. And he was all about it. He was all in. He loved it. It was brutal on his body, but he wanted to have the most range and power he possibly could. He wrote a book in his 70s talking about how that was a misguided adventure and how he uses 2 3/4 inch trap loads and just doesn't take a shot if the bird's beyond 25 yards and doesn't care. And he has not missed one of the last 47 turkeys that he shot at with those shells because of it. Modified choke, 2 3/4 inch, 7.5, 1 1/8 ounce payload. And that's what he learned after an entire career of turkey hunting. And so he went all the way as deep as you could go, as big as you could go, and realized this is dumb. And now we have TSS, and it's like you don't need to go half that far to get all the performance that could be reasonably obtained. So my recommendation for you guys is not to think as big as you can think, but to think what fits you and your needs and your style best. I hope this information is helpful for you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes. Check out Tetra Hearing. Really appreciate you. Use that 10% off discount code that you can find on the website to get into a pair. Guys, thank you so much. Till next time, God bless you, and go get them in the woods.